This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Love. Don't stop doing that over there, Dave. Don't dance, brother. It's okay. It's all right. When's the last time you danced?
When's the last time I danced?
Wedding. Y'all
yeah, my cousin's
Mexico.
Wedding.
That's right. Y'all was just in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you dance or was it line stepping?
Wait, was it what?
Do y'all like
no?
Do the coordinated like a big girl and what's the song called? Wobble. The wobble. Yeah. Do y'all do the wobble and stuff at your functions?
I mean, look, later in the night, who knows what gets played.
Right.
But it's just regular dancing, I guess.
What's regular dancing?
Just dancing, man. I don't know.
I'm just curious. Like, two-stepping? Are you a two-step?
Sometimes.
You seem like you're a guy that does the worm.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't.
You seem like a worm guy.
No. Well, let's set the record straight. First off, not anywhere close to athletic enough to do that. The core strength just isn't there. I do everything I can to avoid dancing.
Okay.
I don't necessarily enjoy it. But once the group gets going, especially at a wedding with an open bar, because I make sure to earn my keep in terms of the open bar.
They're one of the people like, well, we know Abe's gonna do his part, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I stand by this. I'm not saying I was the drunkest at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I was. I do think I drank more than anyone else, though.
Okay.
I do think from a pure volume, I drank more than anyone else, and I stand by that.
Okay.
And I got my, the thank you letter from my cousin, who was the bride,
right,
and whatever. And they were like, it was so great that you stayed the whole time and, like, partied with all of our friends.
Right.
Because they're a younger, wild crowd. They live in New Mexico. They do acro yoga climbing and all. Mm-hmm. They're a younger, okay, a younger fit crowd.
Okay.
I'm probably viewed now, I mean,
as the unk.
Well, no, we uncle. There's other. My dad is the unk for that side of the family.
Okay.
But I'm probably viewed as like an older cousin, right? You never think of yourself as the older cousin, but I'm probably viewed at this stage in life as the older cousin. And none of my other cousins, like, they have kids and whatever. Like, they weren't out there ripping them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
so you were getting your boogie on. All
right. Yeah, I was getting
good
after it.
That's good. I like getting after it.
They're playing songs from the 90s later in the night.
Okay.
Stuff that I grew up with.
Okay.
So
right.
Yeah, I was.
All right. I'm just glad. I'm glad you.
You know, doing whatever.
I'm glad you. Corrected me. You were doing something. Okay.
I was doing something. You're it doing certainly something. Wasn't the worm.
Okay.
You definitely won't find me doing the worm. Multiple reasons. I don't want to get the shirt dirty. Like, I'm not getting on the ground.
Everybody has that friend that does it every time we go somewhere. His ass, the drunker he gets, the more he wants to do the damn worm. And he don't care about the shirt or nothing. Because he's always, anytime we have a function or a wedding or something, he's always the cousin that is doing the worm. You have
But it's never a good worm.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's passable. You want to at least know he's attempting the work.
Right. My son.
You don't want to see a guy just flop on the ground.
My son Sean is the guy. He will. Yes. My Sean is the ultimate dance all night long. Don't care. He's the only person in the club dancing. He's gonna dance. That's you.
No.
Okay.
If I don't have to dance at a wedding, if I can just hang out either at the table or ideally at the bar, near the bar, that's what I'll do.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I had to really stack drinks, Randy. I had to get two or three at a time just, you know, in case.
You were double fishing at a wedding?
Double. When we started dinner, I had four full cups of drink in front of me.
With the open bar?
Yeah, because I didn't know when it would be. I didn't know how long the speeches were going to go. How long it be before it was appropriate to get another one?
Or you want to? You like you won't get up while somebody's making.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to get up in the middle of toast.
Okay,
and stuff.
All right.
By the way, three of them were bourbon and cokes, and then one of them bartenders poured me a scotch and coke.
By mistake.
Tasted that immediately. Yeah, by mistake. So then I only had three of the four drinks that were in front of me.
Okay, but yeah, that's a little excessive to have four drinks in the table. Even I don't do that.
Well, yeah. I don't know how long speeches are going to go.
But you can't wait.
Can't and want to are two separate things. I could have waited.
Yes.
Randy, I didn't want to get caught in a situation where I had to. I didn't want to.
Okay. Makes sense, man. Makes sense.
And it was a good thing I got four because one of them was scotch and coke and it was undrinkable.
So you just went over there and just, did you get them all at one time?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got two at one time, put them on the table, and then immediately went back.
Okay.
And got two more.
That's a little excessive, babe.
It was what it was. All right. We got a lot to talk about NFL-wise. Let's do it in the No Huddle. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hall of Fame game last night. Won by the Chargers over the Lions. Very sloppy performance from the Lions. First look at a couple of things. Kickoff change, new technology. Trey Lance, 13-20, 120 yards, two touchdowns.
Looks good against them threes.
I was going to say, like, dude, I mean, obviously it's not winning him a job.
Looks good against them threes.
If nothing else, like a little more confidence that you're set at backup?
I'm having fun with it because if he looked like trash, I would call him trash. But, I mean, you got to
go out there. Like Kyle Allen did?
You got to go out there. Yeah, dude, how does he keep getting jobs? But no, I think the thing with Trey is that you want to continue to develop and everything like that. I know Dan was pissed off about last night because they were sloppy as hell.
Yeah, and they were sloppy from the literal first touch.
And if you're going to be out there, you got to go out there and play winning football. Got to see the young running back from North Carolina get a couple carries.
Marion Hampton.
He's going to be a big time player for them. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing last night was the technology, like you said, the new technology as far as measuring the ball and all those things with the electronics
so,
and stuff like that.
I want to clarify a couple things because I don't think it's as impactful, for at least by my understanding, as a lot of people tried to make it out to be last night. It's still a human spotting the ball.
Yes.
So it really is only a difference between assuming you believe the chain gang is accurate, the chain gang running onto and off the field. That it's really there just to speed things up.
Yeah.
Because it's not, and this is what I think a lot of people believe it to be, it's not determined where the ball's forward momentum ended and that's whether it crossed the line or not. It's still just based off of a human referee and where they spot the ball.
Yes.
So it's not as impactful, in my opinion, as a lot of people think.
Oh, no, but it's something new.
It is new. Yeah. I think we all want to get, Randy, to a point where we're like, this is electronically, as far as the ball got before driven backwards, here's where it should be spotted. We're not there yet. Technologically, it's tough to get there.
They're always trying to add something. Yeah. You know how that goes, babe. You know how that goes.
I do. Couple of names here that are taking a stand or trying to. Let's start in D.C. Commanders All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin finally requests a trade after there's no progress in the contract. He tried to hold out.
Yes.
He tried to hold in.
Yes.
This is all that's left.
Yeah, but I think the thing with them is just where the money is going to be, where they at as far as he wants somewhere where DK is. DK is 5 years younger, or maybe 5 years younger than him. However many years younger than him. And, you know, Terry wants to be paid up there in that area. I don't think he's trying to go where Justin Jefferson or Mar, but possible. I don't know where the common ground will be with these two guys, but I think that.
Well, we did see Courtland Sutton get paid. He's got to at least be there.
Well, Courtland's way down. Courtland's at 23, right?
Correct.
He's at Terry's at 22. So that's what I'm saying. He's at 22. So $1 million up. I mean, the Washington would love that, but yeah, this is gonna. You got the best thing that you can have in the NFL. You got a star quarterback on a rookie deal.
Right.
Nobody makes any money outside of Deron Payne and Laremy Tunsil. Give him his money. I know he's about to be 30, and I think that's the year where everybody projects, okay, he's going to fall off. Terry's a damn good player. He's your best receiver. I know they went and got Debo. Give him the money.
The other thing is the weird business discussion, because it is a business. Yep. A lot of people in D.C. were like, this is a guy that carried you for 6 years when you had no quarterback, you had no head coach, this and that, your owner was a mess, blah, blah, blah. Yep. This guy is owed it.
That's how they would look at it too. But
he doesn't want to leave. But by all accounts, he does not want to leave D.C.
But again, but you would think that,
what else?
That you would think that you would do the right thing by him because of everything
the
you
team
said.
Would. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, they're not taking that into account at all.
Now the other one popped up this morning, and you tell me if this is a little more severe or not. But Micah Parsons.
Yeah, this is this situation is crazy because of they're not even okay. The thing with Jerry is Jerry thought he had a deal with Micah. So they're talking and everything and basically talking about the contract. Jerry is assuming that it was done. I got Micah to agree to this. Micah's like, okay. Micah's looking at us. We're just having a conversation between me and you. Let me go get my agent. And we saw back in the spring when Jerry was like, I don't even know who he is. This is a problem right here because Jerry wants to do things his way. Micah has an agent. If Micah was negotiating by him for himself, just like how Lamar and some guys did, okay, Micah's not doing it. Micah wants you to talk to his agent. Jerry refuses to talk to his agent. Now you're in a situation where this is getting worse and worse. The player's getting irritated and upset because he deserves to be paid how he wants to be paid. He's one of the best players in the football. He's your best overall player on your team. And Jerry's just doing Jerry thing. And Jerry's like, okay, well, I'll just make you wait.
I think Micah is right to feel disrespected based on the comments of both Jerry and Steven.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And I think that's part of it.
No doubt about it. And that was the thing when Steven was talking about if he wants to get paid or something like that. I mean,
what are you doing?
It's just, why would you say
that? Are you agitating one of the best in the league, the best on your team, and your real only hope of making the playoffs from a defensive side of the ball?
This is Jerry doing things his way. And if he can wait, if he can make Micah wait until the season, because if I'm Micah and I'm talking about as pissed off as Micah is because he's upset about it, I wouldn't play. I wouldn't play.
I agree.
Yeah,
and here's the other factor, and maybe this isn't a factor for the player, but I think it should be at least for the head coach. You're in a tough division, man. The Commanders are good. The Eagles are good. Maybe the Giants are improved. I won't go as far as to say they're good.
Right.
You can't not have Micah 100% week
He's
one.
Your best
you can't
player.
You can't. You can't drop a game that you shouldn't be dropping early in the season because Micah's not fully there because he didn't do much in training camp.
Yeah, because that's
you can't afford
that's
that.
That's the same thing we talked about with Jalen Walker. Him not being at training camp is going to.
But we're not counting on Jalen the way they're counting on Micah.
No, but still, I'm talking about the injury.
The timeline, possibly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be something where you're going to have to monitor it. And right now, this just seems like Jerry's going to make him wait because he can. I'm the guy who writes the checks, and I don't want to. And eventually, something has to come because Micah's agent negotiates his contracts. Jerry don't want to deal with the agent. Now, I'm curious if there are any more Cowboys on the team that have him as his agent because Dave is a
ooh the Scott Boris thing.
He's a hell of an agent. He's one of the best agents in ball. So this, whatever.
Speaking of the Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer made the entire team run and some of the coaching staff run yesterday after their third three fights.
I'm tired of y'all fighting, man. I'm tired of y'all fighting. Get your ass over there. And one thing about the NFL, some teams still do it, but not a lot do like punishment runs.
I mean, I saw two at Falcons camp on back-to-back plays.
Yeah, not a lot of them do a lot of punishment runs and everything, but that's when you talk about I'm getting fed up with all this fighting. And again, it's probably not even the start. It's probably some little old piss and vinegar field rookie.
Well, C.D. Lamb did praise Schottenheimer for trying to get some discipline going there, and maybe that'll help out the Cowboys a little bit. All right, when we come back, a couple of different things for the Braves. They're actually just 25 minutes away from first pitch today, a day game. They're getting ready for the Speedway Classic. We'll talk about the trade deadline. We'll talk about some comments that Alex Anthopoulos had as well, and get you set for the Speedway Classic at Bristol. All that coming on the Midday Show as we continue. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker today alongside Randy McMichael. We'll hear Andy on the station today starting at 6. We're doing Funk Friday. They got throwback going on from 6 to 9 tonight, the Bunker Mentality. Andy and Jarvis. Davis is going to be in here. So looking forward to hearing that. And I probably will tune in at home. You know, we got... The Braves are playing now, so I won't need to watch that later.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Friday, man. It is Friday, and that means it is – and they just came – the lawn people just came in and did all the lawn work. The pool people just cleaned the pool yesterday. Oh, it's going to be a chill-palooza at Randy's house. We got to go to Augusta tomorrow, and so, you know, we got to ride down there for a little thing with my family. But, yeah, it's last weekend before school and everything. Try to make sure everything is already ready. My man already got his backpack packed up, got his first day of school outfit he going to wear and everything like that. So, but my man, he's road ready to start the seventh grade. And I am ready for them to go, because now that they don't got to go to school, it's like whole morning I'm just sitting there like, damn, I don't have nothing to do. I don't got to drive over to school, so I just sit there. And then Sebastian finally gets up. I got to take him to school. But, yeah, it's school start, big seventh grade. And to my girl, and I know Andy's probably talking about it tonight, my gal, Lily's going to kindergarten, which is always the coolest thing in the world. And Juice is going to middle school, right?
Yeah, man. She'll be starting sixth grade Monday, dude.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. That's awesome, dude. So, yeah. Back on that grind, baby.
Yeah. Man, it's so weird. When I was in elementary school / middle school, the middle school was transitioning from – it wasn't 6-7-8. For a year, it was just
7-8.
Mm-hmm. And then a year after, they brought in 6. Mm-hmm. It was some – because I think at some point it was 7-8-9, and high school was only 10-11-12. At one point, my high school, middle school flipped properties. Like where the high school was and where the middle school was flipped.
You would have done with it, right?
Well, they were, and Peachtree was middle school. Yeah. Peachtree used to be its own high school long time ago, and then Dunwoody, it was a whole thing. So we had a weird year where it was just 7th, 8th, and it was K through 6 at the elementary school, and then it moved to 6, 7, 8. So kind of its own weird thing. It was a relatively quiet night early yesterday before all the sports got going, the Braves and the Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
And I was watching Man on Fire. And
okay. Love the movie.
Coming up after Man on Fire, which I then also watched, was Equalizer 3. Right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
So it's back-to-back Denzels.
I've seen it.
And it got me thinking yesterday, Randy. It was like, because Denzel's got a lot of badass characters.
Yes.
And I was just like, is he the number one for, like, if you needed a character to take out, like, two or three dudes, how many different characters does he have that could do that?
Oh, man.
And it's a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about all his characters. Like, two of them, really, right?
Well, but no, because, like.
You got the Equalizer.
Right.
And then you got my man when he was, oh, my God.
Eli.
So, yeah.
Like, Book of Eli, Creasy, Denzel.
I've never seen Book of Eli,
with
by the way.
The right motivation, Creasy, man, behind that little girl, bro. Creasy could
I know.
Take out
like, Creasy definitely
dudes.
Could take out two
Which
guys.
Which one is Creasy?
Man John on Fire.
Man on Fire, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so you got those
Equalizer,
two. Alonzo, could Alonzo take out three people? Probably.
Right.
I'm surgical with this thing.
I had a bunch of them for Denzel.
Really?
Yeah. His character in Two Guns.
Okay.
They're not all like historically great movies.
His character in Gladiator 2.
No, that guy was old.
Weapon. He used to be a gladiator.
That guy was old.
Yeah, youth.
Yeah, but once you're old,
he almost
character
took out
loses.
Maximus or Lucius or whatever his name was.
Sure, he did.
But yeah.
Sure, he did.
Yeah, but no, like, I mean, I'm just going back to thinking. Of all the characters I could think of, like, Philadelphia Lawyer couldn't do it.
No, but there's a bunch of them. I'm not even going, like, remember the Titans coach isn't doing it either.
Yeah, no.
There Coach were a Boone, bunch of them.
Coach Boone ain't doing none of that. No, Coach Boone. Malcolm might have did it. You know, Malcolm X might have did it.
Yeah, but.
The Hurricane, where he was a bad somebody. Remember how he was going to jack up all, he was going to beat the hell out of all them guards at the beginning of the movie? So I go Reuben Hurricane Patton.
There was a bunch. I'm pulling it up now. Like, definitely Alonzo for Training Day. It got me thinking of, like, which
surgical
his character in American Gangster, his character in Inside Man, Deja Vu.
Hold on. Frank Lucas was a bad somebody, too, now.
Out of time.
I go with Frank.
Bone Collector.
Oh, hell no. I hate the fact that he had to be like that for that movie to be as good as it was. They could have had somebody else get crushed and be the policeman like that. They didn't have to do Denzel like that.
Anyways, it got me thinking of like who has the most badass characters.
Oh,
because like I'm going to see Naked Gun.
Yes, which I thought was already out.
I'm going to go see that later today. Liam Neeson's the new Leslie Nielsen.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Neeson's got a ton of badass character. They're all
No,
old.
They're not. They're all the same damn character.
They have a lot of the same. In theory, yeah, I agree with you.
They're all the same character.
I know, but they have different names, so they're different characters.
They're all the same character.
They're the same guy. I get that. They're all old. Statham has a ton of them.
He's the new Chuck Norris.
They're all the same.
He's the new Chuck Norris.
They're all the same.
Yes, they are.
But like he also had like Transporter, he had Killer. I forget. They made three of those. He had a bunch of them too. that I was, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, he does all the same movies. Just like he's Chuck Norris. Very rarely does he get hit or beat or punched in the face. So
more so than Seagal.
I mean,
Seagal had it like written into his deal, and he won't take a hit.
Yeah, I mean, and amazing that he took out a whole army and didn't shoot nobody. He just broke all their wrists and they died from it.
I mean, they ran right at him.
Yeah.
What are they supposed
Goodness
to do?
Goodness gracious.
Braves game getting ready to start 10 minutes away or so. Braves quiet at the deadline for the most part. They did make some moves, right? Like you got Carlos Carrasco, don't call him Cookie, to Brian Snitker.
Please don't.
Snit was a little confused. You got Fetty Wap. You got Jim Jarvis. You got Tyler Kinley. Dane Dunning. Dane Dunning's, I think, now with the
Dane
Miners.
Dane Dunn and Dane Dollar.
Dane Dunn with the Braves is what he was after last night's performance. You sent out Rafael Montero, Austin Smith, Stuart Fairchild, Jose Ruiz, Michael Peterson. Nothing significant, right?
I think the funny thing is the people mad that Marcell Ozuna was not traded. There was nobody that wanted him.
There's so many reasons why.
And then he's a 10-5 guy. You're like, no, I don't want to go.
But it didn't even – he is a 10-5 guy.
Yeah,
it never even came down to that.
It never came to that. That's what I'm saying. There was no interest.
This is a guy that is positionless.
Yes.
Not in the positionless utility man who could play everywhere. I mean, positionless is you can't put him anywhere.
Yeah.
He has to be a DH.
Yes.
And quite honestly, he is injured.
Yes.
They've admitted publicly that he's injured.
Yes.
He's played well the last couple times out. Obviously, had a game-winning sack fly last night, but he hasn't been great.
But that's
he hasn't been like
it
was he
like, was. It was like yesterday. It was like a damn like a countdown. Marcell Ozuna is at the stadium. Marcell Ozuna is going through his.
He's at BP. He's in the lineup.
He's in the lineup. All right.
Even I got involved in that.
You got 60 minutes until the trade deadline, and Marcell Ozuna is warming up right now.
I did tweet it's 5:58. Do you know where Marcell Ozuna is?
You know, something that hadn't been really mentioned a whole lot in this latest, like the whole Marcell Ozuna not being traded saga. How confident are we that Marcell Ozuna would pass a physical when traded to another?
That's another one.
So I had a different thought.
That's another one. I think that's
get anything for him.
That's another one.
Good for them for keeping players on the team that will put butts in the seats.
Thank you.
The
that's
season.
What I'm saying. Like, I mean,
I'm glad we have a product on the field that can. If you're not going to get anything but a late round single A ball player for these guys, it'll probably never make it to the show anyway.
Why not keep him around?
The other thing is, and I know he has 10-5 and double A said it never came down to that. We didn't approach him, blah, blah, blah. It also just might be a guy who, and I don't know what his plans are in free agency next year, who just doesn't want to move for 2 months.
I'm telling you that's what it is.
I'm completely okay with that. And it was probably a thing where Anthopoulos said, hey, man, if we get a deal that we have to like really consider, we'll bring it to you. And if you still want to decline, you decline.
Marcelo made so much money. Marcelo might just retire after this year.
So I thought about that too. I'm just not convinced that he's like. Here's the other thing, Randy. He has the ring.
Yep.
He got one.
Yep.
If he didn't have a ring, I think it might have seen him move to a contender trying to chase one.
He doesn't
need to chase one.
No, he's done with all that. He has his ring. He has his money. He got his woman back.
I just think he doesn't want to go somewhere for 2 months.
Yeah, well,
uproot his life.
But we said that earlier this week. Like, why does Marcell want to leave? Marcell is a perfect fit for this team, this clubhouse. Everybody loves him. He loves everybody. I just don't find it a big deal that he's still
on
the team.
It's not. Yeah. A lot of people just view it as a lost cause because you're not bringing him back and you didn't get anything for him. Oh, no.
Like Bo said, we're going to get a damn.
You're going to get a single A guy that's in the triple digits in terms of prospect ranks.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
You're just not getting much. Raisel Iglesias doesn't move. Again, it's a closer who can't close out games safely. A playoff team is not going to want him. He's a one pitch guy. Like, we understand why. The other thing, though, of note from Double A, and I know it's been suggested here and there, Randy, is just benching Acuna for the rest of the season.
That's not going to happen.
They're not planning to shut down Acuna for months. He's going to be back 2 to 3 weeks, maybe sooner. And look, you're obviously not rushing him back.
No.
You wait till he gets to be 100%.
I'm talking about 100%, not 90,
right.
Not 95, 100%. Do not take his word that he's feeling good.
And this is also not a DH situation. He's hurt himself running the bases.
Yes.
So DH.
I saw a lot of that yesterday. Y'all just let him play DH. No.
But when he's 100%, you play him.
Look, this is not a Tyrese Halliburton type. These two instances are way so far apart from each other. Tyrese Haliburton played with a strained calf.
Yes. Yeah, no, you're
that
giving him the time off.
Look, Acuña is going to play. He might not play. He's not going to play until he's 100%. We're aware of that. But when he plays, the calf strain will no longer be a thing. Is what
but yeah,
are
the
to
discussion
grab.
To sit him down because you're not in it is a wild one. You just do that every year. Anytime your team's not competitive, I bench the guys who don't want to get anyone hurt for next year's attempt. So there you go. Still do want to talk about the Speedway Classic coming your way. And then we're also going to welcome in Bo Johnson as well. A lot still to come. We're midway through hour number two on the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, this is like, I would love to be in a damn like 73 Oldsmobile with a drop top, listen to this right now, ride down Peachtree and saying that right there, Mary Jane. There's
no power steering.
I mean, it don't matter, Abe, because you know the how us players drive. We drive
rolling the windows down
drive,
manually.
We drive with that finger. Just yeah. Dude, I love that car. I bought one. I'm talking about it was longer than this damn table. It was bowling ball gold. It had 24s on it, and I
big cars. All I listen to. Big cars kind of scare me as a driver.
Oh, dude, this car would have ran how that car was built. 73 Olds. It would like these new cars. It would rip it apart. It was so big. It was so heavy.
My grandpa had an old Grand Marquis. It was nice.
Love it.
Except in the Florida sun, the seats were 1,000. Yeah. They're full on 1,000 degrees.
Yes.
But I, you know, as I got older, I was driving every once in a while, and I'd drive that car. That thing was a boat. It turned like a boat.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, I can't drive this thing on streets.
Man. I love it, man. Yeah, them old Delta 88s, man, you better ask somebody.
That was my first car. What? 1981 Delta 88.
Yeah, Delta 88.
Yeah. So there's like a V8 in those things. Dude, it's made out of steel.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you hit gas brake, looks like you got hydraulics.
Dude, that thing.
I'm sure that's good for the undercarriage.
It floats. Yeah. It floats, but boy, when you kind of cut them corners like Pinky was saying, you got to be careful cutting them corners with it because you will take out a whole damn side of a building.
Braves in action right now, a rare Friday day game. We'll tell you why in just a moment. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. They are playing today because they are leaving Cincinnati, but the series does not end today. They've got the Speedway Classic 715 on Fox tomorrow. It's going to be at Bristol Motor Speedway. A couple of things. They're expecting as many as 85,000 fans, which is going to be a crazy sight for a baseball game.
Love it.
Could be a record-setting crowd for MLB attendance during a regular season game. There was a preseason or exhibition game at the LA Coliseum years ago where 115,000, years ago. But it could be a new record for regular season attendance. Dimension of the field is going to be, normal. It's not that bad. 330 to left, 384 to left center, 400 to center, 375, and then 330 down the line at right. And specialty uniforms. We've gotten a look at them.
Yes.
I'm hoping it looks better on them. The Flames look very childish.
I like them. I wouldn't wear it, but I like them.
I'm hoping it looks better on them than it does. Well, it definitely looks better on them than it would on me. But yeah, in general. Yeah. Another cool, fact, but the starters tomorrow, Spencer Strider and Chase Burns,
yes,
both grew up in Tennessee.
Really?
And so there's a little hometown aspect for both of them. This is the first Major League Baseball regular season game ever played in Tennessee.
How great would it be if the Braves had all their dudes? I mean, I know a lot of people, because it's definitely an experience. So I'm not going
to
say.
Well, we're sending a team that's 17 games under 500 to national TV,
and
man.
All
like,
of them.
It's rough.
And all your star power. I mean, you still have good players, but all your biggest star won't be in the game.
Imagine the rotation lined up differently, and it's anyone else but Strider.
Yes. Oh, man. I thought, you know what, Abe? I thought about that, his last start.
Anyone else.
And I was like, please tell me they're going to find a way to let him pitch against the Reds in that event. Because nobody don't want to see whoever the hell else they got. I don't even know none of these dudes' names no more. So it don't even really matter.
Imagine we rolled Eric Fetty back out there for the Speedway Classic.
Dude, they have to cancel it. Or they have to like,
cancel right, it?
Yeah.
Is it too late to change these?
Or let Spencer Strider be the opener or something.
They do
you gotta
a
have
flex?
Something. You got to have something.
Like the NFL, they'd flex teams and in?
It's unbelievable that they're having this wonderful, beautiful game. And the Braves are where the Braves are. It sucks.
It does.
It sucks.
As far as the game itself, though, I'm pretty amped up to like.
You're amped?
Yeah, to sit there and watch a different venue and just. I like when my teams are featured in big games.
Amped.
What?
You're amped for it. Okay.
What do you want me to say? Psyched? Psyched up for it?
Amped's a lot better. No, don't. We've already discussed the whole pump thing. Don't use that analogy with me. I don't like it. But yeah, it's gonna be really cool. It is when you think about just seeing that kind of state. They just put the picture up of the dimensions and everything you were just talking about.
Yeah,
like, oh, that looks sharp. That's real sharp, real sharp.
You've got
lots of questionable seating though.
What do you mean?
Well,
if
so
you're way up in the bandstand,
you're pretty
80,
far away.
People,
you could be pretty far away.
Seats, yeah.
Have you been to Bristol? I've never been to Bristol. I've been to other racetracks, but
I've been this way.
Atlanta
down here,
or Echo
Daytona.
Park.
I've been to Daytona. That's about it.
You never gone to Dega?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Bo, you ever been to Bristol?
I've been to AMS for just to do a broadcast.
Yeah.
And stay for the race. I think.
Yeah, you was with us. Me, you, and Triple.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Triple.
And then I've been to Daytona, and that was for a weekend long rock concert. So I've never actually seen a race inside of a racetrack. No, never been to Bristol.
I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, never been to Bristol. I've seen Indianapolis before. Never went inside of it.
Are you Are you like these alternate locations?
Oh,
like
I
the basketball game on the cruise ship?
That was cool.
Carriers.
That's cool. I think it's cool. But
they were so worried about people slipping, though.
But I think that's the biggest
thing. Hopefully, you don't have that here.
Is that, you know, the dimensions? Like, I don't mind them putting them in different things. I don't mind the, like you said, aircraft carrier basketball. Obviously, this right here. But other than that, football needs to play on a football field.
Outside of that,
I'm good.
You want a real dumb, childish hot take?
No.
I think they should play, and I know they kind of do, but
I said no.
Oh, I'm going to say it anyways. I want you to rip me after this, too. They do that Williamsport Little League World Series game. I think they should play that just on the Little League field and just at 210 feet.
What is it usually? Where is it at now?
The normal field's like
you're going to add another 100 feet to.
Yeah, the normal field's like 330 down the lines. Okay. I want them to just play like 210 to center.
Every pop fly is going to be a home run.
It's
going to be like 43 to 42.
Yeah,
or like that.
It's a stupid thing that only I would enjoy, but I kind of want to see it just once. You're only doing it once a year.
I don't like that.
I think it'd be funny.
I don't like that at all.
I think it'd be hilarious.
We go to our softball fields, and this is the max. This is kind of what college dimensions are, too. Is what we play on right now is 200 down each line in softball.
Yeah.
We go on those fields and just hit homers out.
Yeah.
So Major League Baseball game played on
just
those?
Just all sorts of broken bat bombs.
Bro, it'd be.
All right. Okay. Told you it was a bad idea. I just want to throw it out
Maybe they have a wiffle ball game.
Nah, then regular season?
Exhibition, yeah.
I'm in for that, too. All right, let's go ahead and welcome Bo. You've already heard him. It's time for the back page. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on IG at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Here we go again, fellas. We are officially back at it tonight after about a three-week hiatus from softball. Our middle school preseason starts out tonight. Lilburn Lions Club, for anybody that wants to come see us, the Norcross Lady Middle School Blue Devils, I think is that may be how we're called or something like that. Lilburn Lions Club tonight, 6:30, Field 4. Then we're back at the Lilburn Lions Club tomorrow at 10:30. We don't have a schedule yet for our regular season. If you want to come check us out.
You said you're playing two games tonight?
Playing one tonight, one tomorrow.
Oh, one tomorrow.
It's part of a preseason jamboree. Okay. There's 38 middle school teams. We all play two games. And then our regular season starts next Sunday. When I get that schedule, I will pass it along. So, y'all, I just went to Six Flags last weekend, Saturday. Then on like Monday, Tuesday morning, maybe it was Wednesday, sometime this week, this video surfaces from the amusement park in Saudi Arabia. Have y'all seen this? And there is a ride at Six Flags that is this same ride, but it's on a longer, like, I don't know if it's a pole or whatever. It's basically on a pendulum.
You got a ride on
a
pole?
It swings.
Uh-huh.
And it's circular, and people sit around the circle, and while it's swinging back and forth, the circle spins.
Oh, hell no. I'm good on that.
Okay.
Google Saudi Arabian theme park ride. This thing goes up in the air and breaks in half. The pole breaks in half, and the little thing of those people are sitting on just kind of swings all the way back down and crashes into the base of the ride. Nobody was killed. Lots of people hurt. I don't know.
Oh, hell no.
That might
make
you double think.
That group of 35 riders now own the theme park.
Yeah.
I bet you can't do that in Saudi Arabia.
23 injured. And three in serious condition. I'm good on that.
The one at Six Flags, not to take anything away from Six Flags, I'm sure theirs is 100% safer because it was probably made by a different company or one. The one at Six Flags is kind of that same ride, but it's longer. Now, that's not going to deter me from going to Six Flags.
Yeah, with respect to your choices, Bo, Randy, I'm probably done with amusement park rides.
I've been done with them. Oh, damn.
Yeah, see that?
Whoa.
That's the reaction I don't
just
need
snapped.
Is I'm the one.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it just snapped.
Yeah.
I've been all the way over amusement parks, period.
But if I were going to go on a ride, it would be like at Six Flags. You can absolutely forget about these traveling ones. If you can put your ride in a truck
Oh,
you're not getting me on it.
Oh, no doubt about it.
So you're not a big county fair
rider? Dude, I love the county fair for the food.
I mean, yeah, going to the county fair, but county not the rides.
County fair is good.
They start wobbling.
I go there.
No way, man.
For poke rinds and the big leg, the chicken, the
yeah, the food.
Other than that,
weird things like fried Oreos.
Yeah, give me the fried
riding
stuff.
I'm
yeah,
not riding on nothing.
Mm-hmm. Fried vegetables are
I don't like
awesome.
Fair anyway because all them damn mush mouths out there fighting all the damn
there, there's lots of people fighting for
yeah.
whatever reason.
Like, what are y'all like? Y'all paid money to come fight? Fight over there. We're in it for every damn body. With that note, watch your damn kids.
For real. Pay attention to where they are.
That's a damn kid.
So, Abe, while you were hating on Rafael Iglesias in the last
I was not segment, hating on no Rafael Iglesias.
Me?
Abe was.
Oh,
he didn't necessarily in this, what you do.
I don't hate on nobody, Bo.
I'm just saying, look.
I'm spitting truth.
Well, he's not a closer that can't close. He's given up 2 runs in his last 21 appearances. Yeah. Come on, Al.
Tell that to the other teams who didn't want him.
How do we know that nobody? Maybe they intend on re-signing him.
Whatever, Bo.
But check it out. So, Iggy,
Bo, you want to trace a friendly bet on whether he's back next year?
Iggy did end up getting a save, or maybe he got the win last night.
Whatever.
But here is
It's a save.
Here's the final out for Iggy. All right. Now, this is not why I'm playing this clip. Frenchie, Jeff Francoeur finishes this call off in the most midday way fashion. Got to hear this.
0-1, he is lifted in the air. Riley in foul ground. He's got it. And the Braves win one of the wackiest baseball games you will ever see.
I'm speechless. I thought we had this one the whole time, but it was a lot harder. But give them credit, man. They grinded this one out.
It was a lot harder, but they grinded it out.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's so us. Yeah, that is all the way us. But, yeah, it was. I enjoyed the game.
I went to bed.
I was like, you know what? Just watch it. I was the same way. I was like,
I went to bed.
Let's just watch it, man. Just sit here and let it look at you. And all of a sudden, I was like, did they just really just give up 8 more damn runs? Did they just give up 8 runs? Like, 8. Exactly.
This is the braviest game. Like, 8 runs, both sides in the 8th to make it 8-8.
But unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. Nuts. Unbelievable.
But, like, only this team can do that.
So I
was thinking the same thing this morning, but I said, this will only happen to the Braves.
I came in, and it was like the first thing I said hi to Bo this morning when he was in the back studio working, and I said, man, they've got to be the only team with a lineup and a bullpen that can equal 8 each side.
Yep.
No one else would do it.
Unreal.
Third time in Major League history.
So real quick, Baltimore Ravens are one of the teams that just rejuvenated remodeled their training facilities, and they added an Olympic-sized pool in there. So it turns out the Baltimore Ravens made a video to send to one Michael Phelps because they probably need his help. This, to me, is a little bit disturbing.
Hey, Mr. Phelps, we have a problem. Did you know that 1 in 3 Ravens cannot swim?
We have a solution for you, sir.
Come to Ravens training camp in this beautiful aquatic center and teach us how to swim.
Now, they're doing a synchronized swimming race, so one guy would jump off to the left, one guy to the right, one guy to the left, you know. But look, parents out there, your weekly PSA for the Midday Show with Andy Rainey, as soon as your kid starts walking,
swim.
Give him a swim lessons.
I agree.
Lessons. I agree. 75% of the world is covered by water.
I'm going to tell you this, though.
You can avoid most of it if you choose.
There's nothing funnier than dudes like big old football athletes that don't know how to swim. It is the weirdest thing in the world. You're like, dude, if your big ass don't learn how to swim, big as hell being the thing about to damn drown. And you're like, because we used to train in the offseason. We'd have a pool workout day. And the pool was like right at 6 feet. That was the deep they got. But these dudes are like 6'3", but they're like 300 pounds and can't swim. Like, can't swim.
So I learned how to swim at a very early age. I'll never know. I can't understand how adults that can't swim can't figure out how to just stay afloat.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about with tides and rip tides and all this stuff. I'm talking about there's like a swimming pool.
Yeah.
How can you not figure out how to just like?
I feel like you could put up a fight for long enough to stay above water and get to a side. Right. I tend to agree with you. Phelps may take them up on that. He is a big Baltimore
say that
guy.
He would take them up. On
yeah,
that.
He's a big Baltimore guy. Has been. He grew up there, and so it wouldn't surprise me that he's a Ravens fan. Thank you very much, Bo. We head to the final hour of the midday show. Couple things coming your way. Kirby Smart was on the Steakhouse a couple hours ago. We'll listen back to what he had to say. And then we'll hit training camp. Joe Patrick going to join us at 1:20. And, of course, we'll wrap the hour with the AMA. A lot more to come. Hour number three on the way. It's the Midday Show. Abe in for Andy alongside Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.